Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Jake Hughes, president of the Knoxville Rotary Club, about putting up flags for the holidays.
Jake, you have a new thing that the Rotary Club has taken over to help what was the Lions Club, and it's for the holidays. So can you talk about the program?
Thank you, Perry. This year is the first year that Rotary's undertaken a new project. It's not new to Knoxville, but it is new under the guidance of the Rotary Club here in town, and that is the project of lining the Highway 14 corridor on certain holidays with the American flags that you see out there. The holidays that we generally are seeking to have the flags present are Memorial Day, the 4th of July, Labor Day, which is this upcoming weekend, and Veterans Day. And so, as I mentioned, this is the first year that Rotary has undertaken the project, and we have some goals in mind going forward with the flags that we'd like to share today and seek some help from the Knoxville community with.
And I understand on setup for the flags that you do have assistance from another organization in town.
That's correct. The Knoxville Shooting Club has offered their services in regards to the actual setup. So Rotary provides storage for the flags as well as a trailer to haul them down the highway. So you may see some folks out there and some school-age students running behind, actually carrying the flags out and putting them in the markers up and down Highway 14. So we're very grateful for their assistance. We would also like to invite anyone in the community who would like to see this project continue to volunteer their time to come out and help. The setup will be taking place on Thursday, September 2nd at 5:30, and we'll be taking the flags down and placing them back in storage. That will also be on at 5:30 p.m. on September 5th. We will be meeting at the Ready Mix parking lot just south of the racetrack. And so if anyone is interested, we'd certainly be glad for the help, because the more the merrier, and many hands make light work in regards to that project.
And this is such a community pride. I mean, those flags lining the highway is just gorgeous, and you know, it's something for the community to be proud of.
Absolutely, and it's something that I have heard from out-of-town visitors who happen to be driving through on one of the holidays where the flags are up. I'll get text messages and I'll get phone calls just saying that's a really neat sight to see when they come in and they're driving down Highway 14 from one end of town to the other, and they happen to see those out there, particularly if it's a beautiful day or the wind is blowing and all the flags are up. So it's a very visible way that Knoxville can catch the eye of some out-of-town folks.
And eventually this will be a fundraiser for Rotary. What are some of the ideas going forward with this project?
We're hoping to expand the project, one, just to maintain it, to have the flags out there on the current holidays. But as you know, Knoxville is the birthplace of the flag for the state of Iowa. Dixie Gephardt was the designer of that, and she was from Knoxville. And we are hoping to raise money to purchase enough Iowa flags that we can also have those lining the highway during holidays that we haven't quite worked out the details on yet, but probably Iowa Flag Day in March, and then possibly interspersing them with the American flags on the holidays that I had previously mentioned.
And how many Rotarians are there in the Knoxville Club? What is the future of that?
We have 28 active members right now, and we are seeking to start that satellite club to hopefully capture a few members who can't make our weekly noon meetings. Again, I'd encourage anyone who is interested in any type of volunteer work to consider Rotary as an option to join. We have the motto of service above self, and one of the things that we really look to put our time and effort towards is town beautification projects that the flag project would be included under. And there are plenty of opportunities to volunteer, not just with the setup and the takedown of the flags, but the markers that hold the flags in place along Highway 14 require maintenance throughout the year, both marking where they're located so that we don't lose track of them through overgrowth, but also cleaning them out so that they're ready to hold the flags as they go through. And you may have seen some folks this past week walking up and down the highway with some chalk and little gardening tools to make certain those are clean. That's just the Rotary Club out there, along with other volunteers, making certain that that's ready to go for this holiday.
And when does the Rotary Club meet? You meet once a week?
We do meet once a week, and it's at noon at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame, and we will be starting the Satellite Club, which will be an evening meeting as well. The exact hours of that are to be determined after our launch event to see when people are most interested in that, but we're hoping to capture the folks that are interested but otherwise couldn't make that noon to one meeting at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Is it easy to become a new member?
Very much so. We do have an application process, and it's mostly going to ask what type of volunteer work you're interested in. So we have had a few folks that have submitted their applications recently, and they've just put flag project on there. So there is certainly an interest in the community for it. Those applications are considered by the board, although I've not known them to ever turn anyone down. And once approved, there is a bit of an orientation process where someone who's active in the Rotary Club will show you the ropes in terms of what you would need to know for a meeting. So all in all, I have found it to be a very welcoming experience to offer a chance to volunteer for the community.
And again, is there an age limit on this?
No, I would say, like a lot of service clubs, our members are often older. If it's something where you're retired, absolutely consider joining. Certainly find some things for you to do, but we have business members, professionals, and just community members of all ages throughout participating in Rotary. If you're a high school student, we do have opportunities either through the Rotary Youth Exchange or through Youth Leadership Academy, so there is something for everybody.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add then?
The only thing I would like to add in is that we'll be setting up a GoFundMe page and a Venmo to offer support for raising money to maintain the flags. So if you keep an eye out for those, we'll be advertising those links in the future.
Thanks to Jake Hughes for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.